Joining us now is Congressman Troy Carter from Louisiana's 2nd Congressional District. Congressman Carter, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hey, Brian, I'm great. How about you, sir?
I am doing all right. So 2 weeks ago today, you were on the show, and we got to start off by playing a bit of a soundbite from you 2 weeks ago.
I have said this to my Republican friends. Why are you still following Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert and Donald Trump?
All right, Congressman Carter, after that, you went out and voted and helped to oust the previous speaker and Kevin McCarthy. Why did you vote the way you did?
Because it's time for a change. Because we need to have a speaker that has a word. We entered into an agreement with Speaker McCarthy over the debt ceiling. We had a bipartisan negotiating team. We sat down. We came up with a deal that would allow us to move the country forward and to not have the threat of government shutdown. And before the ink was hardly dry, Speaker McCarthy broke his word. And all you have in this business is your word. So when a person fails to honor their word, it's very difficult to engage them in any further discussions on how we might be able to work together. But listen, if we're going to advance our country, we're going to do it in a bipartisan way. But that requires both sides coming to the table with honesty and integrity. Speaker McCarthy, unfortunately, failed to do that.
8 Republicans voted along with 208 Democrats. One of those was Matt Gaetz. You don't honestly think that it's going to be better by following a path that's laid out by Matt Gaetz, do you?
Well, I've got to push back on that. We didn't follow a path of Matt Gaetz. We followed a path of removing a speaker that failed to keep his word. Now, remember, this notion somehow that the Democrats ousted Speaker McCarthy is ridiculous. It was initiated and carried out by members of the Republican caucus. Listen, my position is and has always been that Hakeem Jeffries is my choice for speaker. However, I understand and I want the public to as well that the majority party chooses the speaker. In this case, the majority party is the Republican conference. When the Democrats are in control, we'll have an opportunity to put forth our speaker, which will be Hakeem Jeffries, unanimously with every member of the Democratic caucus voting for him. However, today, presumably, we'll have an opportunity to vote, but it will not be the Democrats that will choose the speaker. It'll be the Republicans. And I will cast my vote today, as I have always, for Hakeem Jeffries.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, continue your sentence. You said, and so?
Yeah, so until we have an opportunity to do such, the Republicans are controlling the operations of the House. Matt Gaetz and his cohorts were the ones. It's the dysfunction and the chaos that's going on within the Republican conference. Hardly a Democrat issue. We didn't cause it. We'd love to see it resolved. Quite frankly, we have said repeatedly, Hakeem Jeffries, who's the leader of the Democratic caucus, has made it very clear that our path forward for America is in a bipartisan fashion. Republicans have rejected that and have not in any way initiated discussions on how we might be able to have a sharing of votes to advance the speaker.
Oh, listen, but there's got to be some pragmatism there.
Democratic side, we're willing to work with Republicans. Republicans, for whatever reason, not all of them, the extreme, like the Matt Gaetz of the world, have demonstrated an unwillingness to work with us.
Every Democrat voted to oust McCarthy as speaker, but Matt Gaetz led that way. So when I say that the Democrats followed Matt Gaetz, that's how that played out in real time.
Well, it really did. And I got to push back again. Matt Gaetz initiated no matter what would ever happen, Democrats are going to vote for Hakeem Jeffries. That's it, plain and simple. Rather it was Matt Gaetz or the man on the moon, rather it was 8 members or 28 or 208, Democrats are going to vote for Hakeem Jeffries because we subscribe to the philosophy and action of Hakeem Jeffries, which is put people over politics, put people over partisanship.
Keep with that.
Advance issues that are good for the American people, not just for Democrats or Republicans, but for Americans.
Keep with that, though, because Matt Gaetz wanted someone further to the right. Was the conversation at least had to say, guys, I know we're not happy with McCarthy right now, but the next guy might be worse for us?
That's always a risk. That's always a risk. The devil you know is often better than the devil you don't. But remember, we were not a part of that discussion. They didn't not invite us to the table,
no,
although
I'm not,
we were ready
I mean,
to do
y'all's
so.
Discussion, the Democrats' discussion, when 208 Democrats voted in lockstep to oust the Speaker, was the conversation not had amongst Democrats to say, let's dance with who brung us?
Yeah, and it was. And let me and tell me what the conversation was. Instead of 212 members of the Democratic caucus joining with 8 of the Republican caucus, it would have made a lot more sense to have just 5 Republicans join with 212, and then we would have a speaker. So I've got to flip that script and ask you the same question. It's easier to move 5 over to 212 than to move 212 over to 5.
Okay, but you already said to the victor goes the spoils. Republicans control the House. Republicans control the speakership. So you're asking
for
something.
Yeah, but obviously,
go ahead.
But Brian, all that goes out the window if you don't have the votes, right? None of that matters if you don't have the votes. The reason we are now 2 weeks into not having a speaker is because the Republican conference has failed to be able to put together the requisite 218 votes.
But Congressman Carter, you know full well the Democrats don't have the votes either.
This is correct because, but here's the difference: we don't have 218 people in our conference. They do.
Yeah.
Which means that if the Republican conference is not organized and not unified, can you really blame Democrats for that? I will tell you this: if the Democrats had 218 votes, we would not have a second wasted. We would have the House up, operating, running, and servicing the American people. Our conference, our caucus is organized, and we have a unified leader. And I suggest to you, my dear friend, our country, our House of Representatives deserves an organized, unifying force. The Democrats have it. Unfortunately, you have a MAGA wing that is blocking the House from its operation. We invite 4 or 5 members to come on over, and we can work this out. Or we invite a couple of hundred of them with a couple of hundred of us, and we get this done. We have made it abundantly clear. We do not have the votes to control the House. However, we can weigh in. But let's come to the table and talk about what that looks like.
What does that look like?
It looks like a bipartisan effort to move our country forward. It looks like putting people over politics. It looks like advancing issues that are good for the American people, not just the Republican or Democratic people.
Let me re-ask the question. Does that look like anybody from your standpoint other than Hakeem Jeffries?
It could. Yes. Absolutely could.
Walk me down that path of how we get there, because obviously it's not going to be Hakeem Jeffries because you're not going to get a Republican on that side. So walk me down
Why is that so obvious? But you're saying we should go to the other side. But you're saying obviously we're not going to get anybody to come on our side. However, in your same breath, very respectfully, you suggest that why don't we go to that side? See, that's the dichotomy of the issue. You're saying why don't you just go to their side? But you, in your own words, just said obviously they won't come to yours.
You know what? Okay, go ahead.
Does that feel fair?
100%, and I'm happy to answer it. It's because the Republicans have the majority. It's because it would take fewer Democrats to vote for a Republican than it would take Republicans to vote for a Democrat. And
Not true. It would take fewer Republicans to join Democrats. Remember, we only need 4 of them. They need 212 of us.
Oh, no. Not to get to 216, they don't. They would need, what, they're at 212? They would need 4.
So we each need 4. It could go either way.
We got Congressman Troy Carter for a couple more minutes. I want to this is so much fun. You and I could do this all day. We got to talk business, though. We do have to talk business.
Let me just end with this. We're talking real math. But at the end of the day, and I always enjoy being with you, but at the end of the day, let me just say this. What really is important is however we get there, we have to open the people's house. We have to conduct the business for the American people. However it's done, it needs to be done as quickly and as fairly as possible, with whoever ascends to the speakership, they have to understand that we have to put people over politics and advance issues that make the American people's lives better.
Last one before I get you out of here, and I greatly appreciate your time this morning, Congressman Carter. Do you think it will, not do you think it should, do you think we will see a vote that comes to a resolution today?
I'm cautiously optimistic, but at this point, as of our last count, no one has the numbers that are needed to get there. And I think we're going to have some votes in a few hours on the House floor. I think there are a few holdouts that are still there that are not accepting of Jim Jordan, which could give way to another Louisiana representative and Mike Johnson, who's a fine gentleman.
When there's a third option, forget Hakeem Jeffries and throw your own hat in the ring.
No, I think I'm a fan with Hakeem Jeffries. I appreciate it. He's our guy. He's the one that I think demonstrates the best hope for unity and bringing the parties together. And at the end of the day, that's what our state, our world, our country needs more than anything else is unity. I think the American people are tired of hearing R's versus D's and all that jazz. What they really want to hear is, what are you going to do to make my life better?
And that's why you and I talk every week and why I always appreciate the conversation. Congressman Troy Carter, thank you so much for a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.